Sec 3404, Asylum Determination Efficiency, Section 235(b)(1)(b), 8 U.S.C. 1225(b)(1)(b), is effected by striking asylum dot and inserting asylum by an asylum officer. The asylum officer, after conducting a non-adversarial asylum interview and seeking supervisory review, may grant asylum to the alien under Section 208 or refer the case to designee of the Attorney General for de novo asylum determination for relief under the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, from New York, December 10, 1984, or for protection under Section 241(b)(3). Sec 3405. Stateless persons in the United States, Act in General, Chapter 1 of Title IIA U.S.C. 1151 Sec, is amended by adding at the end the following: Sec 210A, Protection of Certain Stateless Persons in the United States. A. Stateless persons. 1. In general, in this section, the term stateless person means an individual who is not considered a national under the operation of the laws of any country. 2. Designation of specific stateless groups. The Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Secretary of State, may, in the discretion of the Secretary, designate specific groups of individuals who are considered stateless persons for purposes of this section. B. Status of stateless persons. 1. Relief for certain individuals determined to be stateless persons. The Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General may, in his or her discretion, provide conditional lawful status to an alien who is otherwise inadmissible or deportable from the United States if alien. A. Is a stateless person present in the United States. B. Applies for such relief. C. Has not lost his or her nationality as a result of his or her voluntary action or knowing inaction after arrival in the United States. D. Except as provided in paragraphs 2 and 3, is not inadmissible under Section 212A. And E. Is not described in Section 241(b)(3)(bi). 2. Inapplicability of certain provisions. The provisions under paragraphs 4, 5, 7, and 9b of Section 212A shall not apply to any alien seeking relief under paragraph 1. 3. Waiver. The Secretary or the Attorney General may waive any other provisions of such section other than subparagraphs B, C, D, E, e.g., H, or I of paragraph 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 6, C, I, with respect to misrepresentations relating to the application for relief under paragraph 1 or subparagraphs A, C, D, or E of paragraph 10 of Section 212A with respect to such an alien for humanitarian purposes to assure family unity or if it is otherwise in the public interest. 4. Submission of passport or travel document. Any alien who seeks relief under this section shall submit to the Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General. A. Any available passport or travel document issued at any time to the alien whether or not the passport or document has expired or been cancelled, rescinded, or revoked. R. B. An affidavit sworn under penalty of perjury. I. Stating that the alien has never been issued a passport or travel document. R. A. Identifying with particularity any such passport or travel document and explaining why the alien cannot submit it. 5. Work authorization. The Secretary of Homeland Security may authorize an alien who has applied for and is found prima facie eligible for or been granted relief under paragraph 1 to engage in employment in the United States. 6. Travel documents. The Secretary may issue appropriate travel documents to an alien who has been granted relief under paragraph 1 that would allow him or her to travel abroad and be admitted to the United States upon return if otherwise admissible. 7. Treatment of spouse and children. The spouse or child of an alien who has been granted conditional lawful status under paragraph 1 shall, if not otherwise eligible for admission under paragraph 1, be granted conditional lawful status under this section if accompanying or following to join such alien if 8. The spouse or child is admissible except as otherwise provided in paragraphs 2 and 3 and is not described in Section 241(b)(3)(bi). And B. The qualifying relationship to the principal beneficiary existed on the day on which such alien was granted conditional lawful status. C. Adjustment of status. 1. Inspection and examination at the end of the one-year period, beginning on the date on which an alien has been granted conditional lawful status. Under subsection B, the alien may apply for lawful permanent residence in the United States if A. The alien has been physically present in the United States for at least 1 year. B. The alien's conditional lawful status has not been terminated by the Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General pursuant to such regulations as the Secretary or the Attorney General may prescribe. And C. The alien has not otherwise acquired permanent resident status. 2. Requirements for adjustment of status. The Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General, under such regulations as the Secretary or the Attorney General may prescribe, may adjust the status of an alien granted conditional lawful status under subsection B to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence if such alien A. is a stateless person. B. Properly applies for such adjustment of status. C. Has been physically present in the United States for at least 1 year after being granted conditional lawful status under subsection B. D. Is not firmly resettled in any foreign country. And is admissible except as otherwise provided under paragraph 2 or 3 of subsection B as an immigrant under this chapter at the time of examination of such alien for adjustment of status. 3. Record upon approval of an application under this subsection, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall establish a record of the alien's admission for lawful permanent residence as of the date, that is 1 year, before the date of such approval. 4. Numerical limitation. The number of aliens who may receive an adjustment of status under this section for a fiscal year shall be subject to the numerical limitation of section 203b4t, proving the claim indeterminate and alien's eligibility for lawful conditional status or adjustment of status under this subsection. The Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General shall consider any credible evidence relevant to the application. The determination of what evidence is credible and the way to be given that evidence shall be within the sole discretion of the Secretary or the Attorney General. E. Review. 1. Administrative review. No appeal shall lie from the denial of an application by the Secretary, but such denial will be without prejudice to the alien's right to renew the application in proceedings under section 240. 2. Motions to reopen. Notwithstanding any limitation imposed by law on motions to reopen removal, deportation, or exclusion proceedings, any individual who is eligible for relief under this section may file a motion to reopen proceedings in order to apply for relief under this section. Any such motion shall be filed within 2 years of the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. F. Limitation. 1. Applicability. The provisions of this section shall only apply to aliens present in the United States. 2. Savings provision. Nothing in this section may be construed to authorize or require a. the admission of any alien to the United States, b. the parole of any alien into the United States, r. c. the grant of any motion to reopen or reconsider filed by an alien after departure or removal from the United States. D. Judicial review. Section 242A2BE, 8 U.S.C. 1252A2BE, is amended by striking 208A. And inserting 208A or 210A. C. Conforming amendment. Section 203B4, 8 U.S.C. 1153B4, is amended by inserting to aliens granted an adjustment of status under section 210AC or after label. T. Clerical amendment. The table of contents for the Immigration and Nationality Act is amended by inserting after the item relating to section 210 the following. Sec. 210A. Protection of stateless persons in the United States. Sec. 3406. U visa accessibility. Section 214P2A. 8 U.S.C. 1184P2A is amended by striking 10000. And inserting 18000, of which not more than 3,000 visas may be issued for aliens who are victims of the covered violation described in section 101A15U. Sec. 3407. Work authorization. While applications for U and T visas are pending, a U visa section 214P. 8 U.S.C. 1184P as amended by section 3406 of this act is further amended. 1. In paragraph 6, by striking the last sentence, and 2. By adding at the end the following. 7. Work authorization. Notwithstanding any provision of this act granting eligibility for employment in the United States, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall grant employment authorization to an alien who has filed an application for non-immigrant status under section 101A15U on the date that is earlier of a. the date on which the alien's application for such status is approved, r. b. a date determined by the Secretary that is not later than 180 days after the date on which the alien filed the application. B. T visas. Section 214O8 U.S.C. 1184O is amended by adding at the end the following. 8. Notwithstanding any provision of this act granting eligibility for employment in the United States, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall grant employment authorization to an alien who has filed an application for non-immigrant status under section 101A15T on the date that is earlier of a. the date on which the alien's application for such status is approved, r. b. a date determined by the Secretary that is not later than 180 days after the date on which the alien filed the application. Sec. 3408. Representation at overseas refugee interviews. Section 207C. 8 U.S.C. 1157C is amended by adding at the end the following. 5. The adjudicator of an application for refugee status under this section shall consider all relevant evidence and maintain a record of the evidence considered. 6. An applicant for refugee status may be represented, including at a refugee interview, at no expense to the government, by an attorney or accredited representative who a. was chosen by the applicant, and b. is authorized by the Secretary of Homeland Security to be recognized as the representative of such applicant in an adjudication under this section. 7a. A decision to deny an application for refugee status under this section a. shall be in writing, and a. shall provide, to the maximum extent feasible, information on the reason for the denial, including I. the facts underlying the determination, and II. whether there is a waiver of inadmissibility available to the applicant. B. The basis of any negative credibility finding shall be part of the written decision. AA, an applicant who is denied refugee status under this section may file a request with the secretary for a review of his or her application not later than 120 days after such denial. B. The request filed under subparagraph A shall be adjudicated by refugee officers who have received training on considering requests for a review of refugee applications that have been denied. C. The secretary shall publish a standard applied to request for review. D. A request for review may result in the decision being granted, denied, or reopened for a further interview. E. A decision on the request for review under this paragraph, I, shall be in writing, and A. shall provide to the maximum extent feasible information on the reason for the denial. Sec. 3409, Law Enforcement and National Security Checks, the Refugees, Section 207(c)(1), 8 U.S.C. 1157(c)(1), is amended by adding, at the end the following: no alien shall be admitted as a refugee until the identity of the applicant, including biographic and biometric data, has been checked against all appropriate records or databases maintained by the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and other federal records or databases that the Secretary of Homeland Security considers necessary to determine any national security, law enforcement, or other grounds on which alien may be inadmissible to the United States or ineligible to apply for or be granted refugee status. BASILES Section 208(b)(5)(ai), 8 U.S.C. 1150(8)(b)(5)(ai) is amended to read as follows: I, asylum shall not be granted until the identity of the applicant, using biographic and biometric data, has been checked against all appropriate records or databases maintained by the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, and other federal records or databases that the Secretary of Homeland Security considers necessary to determine any national security, law enforcement, or other grounds on which alien may be inadmissible to the United States or ineligible to apply for or be granted asylum. Sec. 3410, Tibetan Refugee Assistance, a short title. This section may be cited as the Tibetan Refugee Assistance Act up to their hope of free. The transition for displaced Tibetans, notwithstanding the numerical limitations specified in sections 201 and 202 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1151 and 1152, 5,000 immigrant visas shall be made available to qualified displaced Tibetans described in subsection C during the 3-year period beginning on October 1, 2013. C. Qualified displaced Tibetan described. 1. In general, an individual is a qualified displaced Tibetan if such individual is a native of Tibet, and B. has been continuously residing in India or Nepal since before the date of the enactment of this Act. 2. Native of Tibet described for purposes of paragraph 1a. An individual shall be considered a native of Tibet if such individual was born in Tibet. R. B. is the son, daughter, grandson, or granddaughter of an individual who was born in Tibet. T. Derivative status for spouses and children. A spouse or child as defined in subparagraphs A, B, C, D, or E of section 101(b)(1) of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101(b)(1) shall, if not otherwise entitled to an immigrant status and the immediate issuance of a visa under this section, be entitled to the same status and the same order of consideration provided under this section if accompanying or following to join the spouse or parent of such spouse or child. The distribution of visa numbers. The Secretary of State shall ensure that immigrant visas provided under subsection B are made available to qualified displaced Tibetans described in subsection C or D in an equitable manner, giving preference to those qualified displaced Tibetans who, 1. Are not resettled in India or Nepal, or 2. Are most likely to be resettled successfully in the United States. Sec. 3411. Termination of asylum or refugee status. A termination of status, except as provided in subsections B and C. Any alien who is granted asylum or refugee status under this Act or the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101 S.A. who without good cause, as determined by the Secretary or the Attorney General, subsequently returns to the country of such alien's nationality, or in the case of an alien having no nationality, returns to any country in which such alien last habitually resided and who applied for such status because of persecution or a well-founded fear of persecution in that country on account of race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion, shall have his or her refugee or asylum status terminated. B. Waiver. The Secretary has discretion to waive subsection A if it is established to the satisfaction of the Secretary or the Attorney General that the alien had good cause for the return. The waiver may be sought prior to departure from the United States or upon return. C. Exception for certain aliens from Cuba. Subsection A shall not apply to an alien who is eligible for adjustment to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence pursuant to the Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966, Public Law 89-732, Sec. 3412, Asylum Clock, Section 282, 8 U.S.C. 1150-82, is affected by striking is not entitled to employment authorization and all that follows through prior to 180 days after, and inserting shall be provided employment authorization 180 days after. Subtitle E, Shortage of Immigration Court Resources for Removal Proceedings, Sec. 3501. Shortage of immigration court personnel for removal proceedings. Immigration court judges. The Attorney General shall increase the total number of immigration judges to adjudicate current pending cases and efficiently process future cases by at least 175 in fiscal year 2014, 275 in fiscal year 2015, and 375 in fiscal year 2016. The necessary support staff for immigration court judges. The Attorney General shall address the shortage of support staff for immigration judges by ensuring that each immigration judge has the assistance of the necessary support staff, including the equivalent of one staff attorney or law clerk and one legal assistant. See annual increases in Board of Immigration Appeals personnel. The Attorney General shall increase the number of Board of Immigration Appeals staff attorneys, including the necessary additional support staff to efficiently process cases by at least 130 in fiscal year 2014, 230 in fiscal year 2015. And 30 in fiscal year 2016. T. Funding. There shall be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 such sums as may be necessary to carry out this section. Sec 3502, improving immigration court efficiency and reducing costs by increasing access to legal information. A clarification regarding the authority of the Attorney General to appoint counsel to aliens in immigration proceedings. Section 292A U.S.C. 1362 is amended. 1. By inserting a before in any. 2. By striking at no expense to the government. 3. By striking he shall and inserting the person shall. And 4. By adding at the end the following. B. The government is not required to provide counsel to aliens under subsection A. However, the Attorney General may, in the Attorney General's sole and irrevocable discretion, appoint or provide counsel to aliens in immigration proceedings conducted under Section 240 of this Act. P. Appointment of counsel in certain cases. Right to review certain documents in removal proceedings. Section 240B, 8 U.S.C. 1229AB is amended. 1. In paragraph 4, A. By redesignating subparagraphs B and C as subparagraph C and D respectively. B. In subparagraph A, by striking at no expense to the government. C. By inserting after subparagraph A the following new subparagraph. B. The alien shall, at the beginning of the proceedings or at a reasonable time thereafter, automatically receive a complete copy of all relevant documents in the possession of the Department of Homeland Security, including all documents other than documents protected from disclosure by privilege, including national security information reference in subparagraph C, law enforcement sensitive information, and information prohibited from disclosure, pursuant to any other provision of law contained in the file maintained by the government, that includes information with respect to all transactions involving the alien during the immigration process, commonly referred to as an A file. And all documents pertaining to the alien that the Department of Homeland Security has obtained or received from other government agencies, unless the alien waives the right to receive such documents by executing a knowing and voluntary waiver in the language that he or she understands fluently. And T. By adding at the end the following. The government is not required to provide counsel to aliens under this paragraph. However, the Attorney General may, in the Attorney General's sole and irrevocable discretion, appoint or provide counsel at government expense to aliens in immigration proceedings. And 2. By adding at the end the following new paragraph. 8. Failure to provide alien required documents in the absence of a waiver under subparagraph B of paragraph 4. The removal proceeding may not proceed until the alien has received the documents as required under subparagraph. C. Appointment of counsel for unaccompanied alien children and aliens with a serious mental disability. Section 292A U.S.C. 1362, as amended by subsection A, is further amended by adding at the end the following. C. Notwithstanding subsection B, the Attorney General shall appoint counsel at the expense of the government, if necessary to represent an alien in a removal proceeding, who has been determined by the Secretary to be an unaccompanied alien child, is incompetent to represent himself or herself due to serious mental disability, that would be included in Section 31 of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1940-42 U.S.C. 12,102-1, or is considered particularly vulnerable when compared to other aliens in removal proceedings, such that the appointment of counsel is necessary to help ensure fair resolution and efficient adjudication of the proceedings. T. Funding. There shall be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 such sums as may be necessary to carry out this section and amendments made by this section.